Dude, you obviously don't actually research any of this stuff. It's fascinating to me that you have this many people that follow you and your level of knowledge is so low, and you're sitting there spewing these talking points that are so debunked, it's mind-bending. If you have a piece of iron, is it remotely plausible that without a grindstone, that piece of iron is going to turn into a sword? And without a fire.
This has no bearing
it does.
On
answer the
what
question.
We're talking about.
It does. Answer the question.
Okay. Here, let me give you... Hold on. Let me... You asked me a question. Let me actually finish answering. Okay? John? All right? So, let me give you a good example of how this... of a code that arises naturally. Right? Take bumblebees, for example.
Okay, so you're trying to resort to evolutionary signal theory, and which is quite honestly one of the stupidest arguments that evolutionists and atheists try to make, because it requires a completed pre-existing system. Like, do you not comprehend this?
Well, okay. Well, I mean, I asked the question first, so how about you just oblige me, and then maybe I can oblige you. Can you explain the word decimated for me?
You question my knowledge of coding. So, if you're writing a code, what is your background? You say you're an engineer. What is your background with coding?
I'm not going to answer further questions. Do you understand me, John? This is an adult conversation.
Yeah, and you're dropping insults, so you can't back up.
I've just come away from the opening figuring out that you don't like me so much, it seems, as far as my response to you. I guess when you ask me, can codes, as far as we understand them, be generated naturally? Obviously, they can.
I'll put a dare on you. Would you have the C.O. Jones to go out on camera and literally tell people that PHP invented itself?
No, I wouldn't. But here, let me give you. Hold on. Let me. You ask me a question. Let me actually finish answering. Okay. All right.
If you don't think I made an argument against evolutionary theory, then I'm guessing you just are ignorant about evolutionary theory. Is that, I mean...
What I actually asked you to do was differentiate cause and effect from if-then.
If-then literally is a cause and effect. And...
Well, that's precisely
hang on. And it requires... If-thens require foreknowledge of the intended outcome, correct?
I don't understand that bit. I also don't understand, but it seems to me that you just don't seem to really understand like logic gates as far as like coding and coding standards really go.
You just said I don't understand them. So debunk what I just said. Because if you want to continue down this rabbit hole, I will happily pull up paper.
Well, I mean, you're just baselessly a
code. Are you going to make me pull up a paper and like prove it to you?
What?
You gonna make me pull up a paper and prove it to you right now? Okay, so are you now, number one, are you admitting that there is a code?
DNA can be interpreted as a code.
I don't know, is it literal or figurative?
Dude,
you obviously don't actually research any of this stuff. It's fascinating to me that you have this many people that follow you and your level of knowledge is so low and you're sitting there spewing these talking points that are so debunked, it's mind-bending.
But it's ultimately a chemical that goes through different chemical reactions, different processes.
So were you paying attention at all during my opening?
I mean, yes, I've been paying attention to
you. Okay, so are you suggesting that you should fly over to the Royal Society and tell them that it's not a literal code?
I would still appreciate you not, you know, doing questions like that.
You insulted my knowledge of coding.
Well, that's not exactly dropping like personal insults against you, which I think is.
Well, given the fact I owned a software development company and worked in multiple tech startups, yeah, I think I know a little something about this. So, what is your background, sir?
I didn't know that.
There is no chemical reaction between the codon and the amino acid. It is literally being read. This is a recognized premise in biology, in cellular biology, information theory, that there is literally a read of data being executed by the ribosome. There is no chemical reaction. So to argue that it is nothing but cause and effect, chemistry is absolutely eviscerated at the fundamental of the creation of a protein. There is no chemical reaction between them.
It's ultimately a chemical that goes through different chemical reactions, different processes.
There is no chemical reaction. This is a well-recognized premise.
It would behoove you not to strawman me or to put words in my mouth. I'm just saying that that's not how adult conversations work, okay?
How could binary come into existence without an intelligent agent to assign the values to each side of the data set?
DNA can be interpreted as a code.
I don't know. Is it literal or figurative? I don't know how you put engineer at the second part of your name, because if you, number one, your level of ignorance on this topic is so mind bending. I do not know how you actually think you're making a remotely coherent separation of these things. There's syntax for what this codon, this triplet of base pairs, equals, does not become, does not transform into, is equal to this amino acid. I mean, this is such basic logic. I really don't understand how you're trying to argue this is separate. There are papers after paper. I read several of them this past 2 weeks. So was that all hypothetical, or were they actually doing direct comparison to a code base and its redundancy, its robustness, and its ability to store data?
It seems to me like evolution, naturalistic evolution, has just as good of an explanation as your God did it. I mean, I can't remember everything that you said in that Gish Gallop of, you know.
You just missed my arguments, so back up your claims.
Which claims in particular?
How does arbitrary data values get assigned to a recognized code base through random undirected process? As an engineer, explain to me how that's remotely plausible.
Well, I mean, as I said, I've already explained this in this debate, that natural processes, natural chemical reactions would have resulted in the configuration that would have been most likely to survive, because it did survive. And so over millions of years and over a lot of trial and error.
So obviously you have never researched abiogenesis, because as of right now, the greatest number of base pair nucleotides they've managed to get to hook together without enzymes is 21. So, and that's in a non-prebiotic environment. They've gotten 21 to bind together. So your entire premise of somehow a syntax that has semantics and pragmatics being able to just over millions of years somehow form itself is not remotely backed up by the quote-unquote natural chemical reactions to which you are referring to.
I don't understand how this is prescriptive to the natural world.
You don't understand that? The point that is being made is that even in a controlled environment, which has exponentially reduced obstructions to the processes that you're referring to actually being executed, they can't do it. On purpose, they can't do it. So you're claiming that through undirected natural process, things that we can't do on purpose somehow happened by accident. Is that your claim?
Claiming Thank you for inserting more words into my mouth.
Okay, let me dumb it down for you then. Are you suggesting that something that is not feasible in a lab is more likely to occur in an uncontrolled, violent environment?
Well, can I explain?
I'm letting you talk now.
Oh, are you sure? Never mind. Sorry about that. The way that this doesn't exactly correlate to the discussion of evolution is that God could totally exist. God could have created DNA. For the sake of the argument that we're having right now, that could totally plausibly be a thing. But that goes nowhere to address evolution.
The whole premise of evolution is that somehow the entirely new functions are able to spring into existence through undirected process. And we actually don't observe new data set functions coming into existence.
There are several.
What they have observed is modifications to existing data. This isn't something new. It's just the acceleration of something that was existing. So you're now looking at existing data being construed as supposed evolution versus it having to already have been there. I mean, are you comprehending what I'm saying here?
Yes, John. I comprehend what you're
saying. Explain it to me then.
What you're failing to understand is how epigenetics plays into evolution, because evolution is the only way to really understand why epigenetics happens.
No, you have to expand. You have to expand on that. You have to expand on that assertion.
Oh, real quick. Let's just let Godless finish.
No, he needs to expand on that assertion.
Yes, John. I comprehend what you're saying.
Explain it to me then.